Okay, so hello and welcome to our third deep call of deep diving deep into understanding and using your power. Okay, so we've been diving deeper into all the modules of the Secret Sauce Workshop, and those modules were our power within, feeling safe, understanding and overcoming survival mode, the power of acceptance, intention, visioning, and gratitude. The freedom of forgiveness and how to quiet your mind, and that magic of infusing and maintaining the love vibration. Now, today's call is not what I had planned, but when you work with spirit, it's a story of the best laid plans of mice and men. And that's okay because they have the bigger picture and know our best next step. Now, with that said, today's call is going to flow like this. We're going to set our intention, like we do every call for this program and the call. And then I'm going to share designated action steps and support tools to empower you and remind you to use your power. And we're going to have some homework today, other than just implementation. But this homework is going to really help you with implementation of everything that you're taking in. Okay, and so then we're going to experience one of my favorite meditations to feel safe. And then we'll recap. Okay, so first we solidify the intention for this program to teach you how to bring your heart and brain into coherence and feel safe, to heal and rewrite neural pathways of belief, freeing you from the pain of the past and raising your vibration to that of the limitless love of the greater consciousness of that divinity within. So that you can create and live your life from this love vibration, no matter what's going on around you. Now, our intention for this call is to open the way for you to solidify your understanding of how energy affects you and claim the support tools and action steps to manage that energy, no matter what the circumstance. So, together we set our intention. Excuse me, I don't know why my voice sounds hoarse. So, if you'll just close your eyes and take a deep cleansing breath and exhale fully, pushing out any stagnant air. And now just take another really deep breath. And while your eyes are closed, we'll set our intention as we focus on feeling the breath coming into and exhaling from the body. Just listen carefully to my voice and feel the energy of my words as you breathe into this intention. So, as a collective, we come together with deliberate effort and focused attention. To expand our awareness, to understand how to better use our power, to learn and follow through with action steps to improve our lives and fulfill our dreams, syncing with the greater consciousness as one with the divinity within, empowered and fearless. And now, with eyes still closed, focus for a moment on your heart. And now just shift your focus to gratitude. And just immerse yourself in that, all those blessings in your life. And now follow those blessings to more love, more joy, more happiness, opening your heart to all the possibilities of your human experience, for you are truly limitless. Infinite Spirit, in deepest gratitude, we thank you for all that's ours by divine right, having reached us now under grace in miraculous ways. And we ask, dearest angels, surround us with your diamond steel force field shield filled with strength, stamina, and healing energy that deflects negativity in all directions of time and protects us from all viruses. We are safe. In deepest gratitude, we thank you. So I celebrate you being a part of this experience, putting you first, standing in your power without apology or excuses, embracing that power within you to vibrate confidently in the love that is your essence. Okay, just one moment. I'm going to mute myself and cough because I don't know what the deal is here. Okay, hopefully that's a little better. Okay, so before we dive into our call, or as we dive into our call here, I'm probably going to share too much information. But that's who I am. Okay, so January's energy was intense. And if you got through it unscathed, good for you. But everyone, and I mean everyone that I've talked to about the energy experienced, that everybody has been deeply triggered. And what they were triggered with, or to, triggered to, I guess, was the core belief of being and feeling, that feeling of being powerless. And that includes me too. My spirit hangs out in a human body just like yours does, and I get to play with all the hiccups of life just like you do. So this is what happened. And there is a reason that I'm sharing this with you, a very important reason. So 3 weeks ago today, while I was on a call with my mastermind ladies, my daughter Jessie called me 3 times. But my phone was on mute, so I missed the calls. And when I saw that I had missed these calls, I knew it couldn't be good because she never does that. She calls once, and if I don't answer, she waits for me to call her back. She doesn't try again and again, ever. She was in the emergency room with her son, Landon, who just turned 4. He had been playing, pretending to attack my daughter's friend, Amanda, an adult. And she was playing, Amanda was playing back with him, and like she was being attacked, being loud, being rowdy. And the problem was that Amanda's medium-sized dog thought Landon was really attacking Amanda, so the dog attacked him, viciously attacked him. Jesse FaceTimed me so I could see Landon, prefacing it with, "Mom, you've got to hold it together." He had bites, scratches, and puncture wounds on his chest, his side, and his back. And after an x-ray and cleaning the wounds, the doctor said that Landon would be okay, but he had to take an antibiotic and have his bandages changed 3 to 4 times a day for a week. Now, 3 weeks later, Landon's wounds and bruising are healing well. He's interacted with another dog without being afraid for several days in a row. And Jessie can close her eyes without seeing Landon being attacked all over again. Unfortunately, the dog had previously been attacked by other dogs, and this was the second incident, so the owner put this dog down. But the reason I'm sharing this with you is this. For me, on this end of the experience, I was triggered. Triggered that I wasn't there, I let Jessie down because I moved, so she was alone in the emergency room, and my heart hurt for what happened to them and ultimately that the dog had to be put down too. This in itself were all normal mom feelings. But I was triggered. I felt powerless on a grander scale because between what happened with Jessie and Landon and the intense energy of January, all the times in my life that I hadn't already faced where I felt powerful, powerless, not powerful, powerless. I got slapped right in the face with those. They came up. I didn't expect to be triggered like that. Didn't see it coming. And even worse, even though I knew what to do, I did not use my tools to course correct right away. Nope. Took me a few days. Days. And I know better than that. Point is, this is a classic example of what happens to us when not only are we triggered, but when we experience a traumatic event that drags us into survival mode. And here's why. A sequence of events, if you will, became the perfect storm to wreak havoc with my body. As I'm telling you this, or later after the call, think about something that's happened or is happening in your life, your own life, that's triggered you or sucked you into survival mode, and you'll see those sequence of events. But listen carefully to this. If you feel any resistance, painful energy today, if you feel that today, when you look at these past or current situations, use your tools and action steps to overcome that lingering negative energy. This is really, really important. You're getting an opportunity to look at something without having to be triggered to look at it, because those triggers are painful, painful. Okay. So it's, if you don't look at it now, if you don't address it now, when you look at it, while you're actively on the path to improve your life. Okay. So the pain of that past experience is between you and living your new life. There's still some resistance, painful energy there. It's an energetic block. That pain must be healed for you to move forward. If you don't address it with this opportunity, the universe will provide another one for you. And like in my case, it's really going to be painful. And that pain isn't to punish you. It's to get your attention. Because if it doesn't hurt, we just keep going. Sometimes we just keep going even when it does hurt. When we get triggered and we look at it, oh, nope, not dealing with that. We just keep going. Uh-uh, don't do that. We don't want to look at it because it's painful. But it has our attention. We know it's there. And once we look at it, it immediately stops. It starts to lose the power that it has over you. The pain starts to fade. So take the action steps to fully heal it. Okay, so let's look at the emotions and feelings of this experience to better understand the energetic sequence of events that puts us on notice. Okay, number one, when Jesse told me what happened to Landon, I felt that rush of adrenaline hit my body, instant fight or flight, and I was not in danger. But I went into that full-blown mommy mode, needing to protect my babies. Number two, that evening after I talked with Jesse, I felt numb. My brain was having a really hard time taking in the horror of what she experienced, of Landon screaming and being unable to pull him away from the dog. But did I use my tools to overcome these emotional feelings, all this running through my body? Nope. I kept replaying what Jesse told me over and over again in my mind, and as a result, I didn't let that adrenaline leave my body. Nope. I kept stopping it from fully flushing out with another replay of thoughts. And every time I thought about what happened, my brain told my body that it was really happening right now all over again. The adrenaline rush wasn't so intense, but it was there. So instead of using my tools, I did everything I could to distract my thoughts. I did not make a good choice. And then the next day, I canceled my membership call, which in itself should have been a red flag to me that I wasn't using my tools because I knew I couldn't support them. But no, I was telling myself I was feeling the feels of what happened. I was processing. Well, we do want to feel the feels. We don't want to stuff them. But we want to process. We want to take the other energetic action steps to process through that energy and get to the other side of it. Get back to our love vibration. Because what I was in was not love at all. Now, the next red flag, the next day when I canceled the membership call, I didn't get dressed. Didn't make my bed. I didn't put my face on, no mascara, no nothing. I'm not a stay-at-home, working-at-home person that stays in their PJs all day. I don't do that. Every day, I put on my face, I make the bed, I always get dressed. I have to be really sick not to put my face on and get dressed. And the only way my bed doesn't get made is if I'm in it. I was in survival mode. And there was no danger. There never was any danger to me. And I knew Jesse and Landon were now safe. So the action steps I knew to take, but I didn't, were to breathe. I was definitely holding my breath most of that time. That's why my brain couldn't think. There was no energy left. I'm in survival mode. There's no energy left to think. I could have breathed into the stillness and focused on the beating of my heart to bring my brain and heart back into coherence. But I didn't do that. I could have used the action tool of accept what happened and prove to myself that I was safe and that Jesse and Landon were safe too. If I had accepted what happened the night it happened, I could have flushed that adrenaline out. I had the opportunity to infuse the situation and all the people involved, including the dog, with love. Now, full transparency, I did attempt this several times, but I didn't keep at it to reach that full love state. It was a hit and miss push of love, and then I just thought about something else. And I know better than that, too. We want to stay in that moment, pushing that love out, raising that vibration. Now, I did vision Landon with clear skin, not scratched, bitten, and punctured, but it just wasn't enough to help flush out that cortisol from my body. I could have used my chaos flush. Didn't do it. I could have used my own healing circle of love meditation. Since I was having trouble doing it on my own, I could have used the healing love meditation and really focused on it and followed all those little steps in that. Didn't do that either. I definitely knew to consciously choose to be the love energy, but I didn't do it to the degree that was necessary. You know, I'd say, I'm consciously choosing to be in love energy. I'm consciously choosing, but I didn't go all the way to that feeling. The words have to hold the emotion. And then on Thursday, I pulled myself together, but I still didn't create that clear line of demarcation of being safe, taking me out of survival mode. I didn't use my focused breath to fully flush out the adrenaline. I just kept going. And as a result, a week later, I had the worst shingle outbreak of my entire life. And I've had many. The most painful thing I have ever experienced. Now, granted, I have a low tolerance for pain. It was a miracle Jesse was ever born. But a shingle outbreak always tells me that I got really upset about something. And when I figured out it was what happened to Jesse and Landon, I could then observe the sequence of events, and when I looked deeper, I clearly saw the past experiences of feeling powerless. That's when it all made sense. All that feeling, all those feelings of just being so powerless. I mean, it was irrational because she was safe. By the time I talked to her, they were both safe. But looking at it from this safe space, from this clarity and revelation of what had been buried in my subconscious, I could then heal all that painful energy. And I did, and here's how. Okay, so there's 9 things here, so I'm going to number them off. It'll be easier for you to keep track, or for me too, anyway. Okay, so 1, I observed it and accepted that it was of the past. All these things that had come up that made what happened with Jesse and Landon even bigger than it was, which it was already big, all those things were from the past and they can't affect me anymore. So I, number 2, I accepted that I have the power to create a higher outcome here because all that is over. 3, I used my power by confirming in my body and mind that the past experience of feeling powerless would never happen to me again. And some of these experiences went back decades. 4, I became aware of how I was feeling throughout the day and course corrected when necessary. 5, I infused all people and situations with love of the highest order to create that higher outcome, to be free. 6, I meditated to raise my vibration. 7, I drummed to raise my vibration. 8, I rested without guilt. Boy, that's a long time coming. 9, I made better choices, consciously choosing to be aware of my energy and choosing to be the love vibration. Now, I know without any doubt, if I had implemented my support tools and action steps, I wouldn't have had a shingle outbreak that kicked my ass in the worst way. But again, when we're able to get by and not do anything, when we're able to just get through the day, we don't look at the pain that's buried in the subconscious. Nope, we just keep going. But I can tell you one thing. I'm more determined than ever to nip all that in the bud from here forward. Now, I've been working with the spiritual essence of Jesus about this. And you can too. All you have to do is ask him. He may be working with you already. And you just don't know it. He probably is. You can work with whoever you wish, whether it's angels, guides, archangels, light beings, God, Florence, whoever you want to work with, you can do that. But Jesus was human, so he gets the challenges of being in a human body. And he explained to me that intellectually, we take in classes, programs, books, we listen to uplifting podcasts. We take all this in with the analytical mind. But taking it in doesn't implement the action steps and make use of the support tools. I mean, it's just that simple. Implementation is the key to changing everything. Because like last week, when I shared with you the first taste I had of Reiki, when I felt that syrupy energy flowing from the inside of the top of my head, flowing down through my body, infusing my body with that extraordinary feeling of love, and I had to have more of that. But when you implement your support tools and action steps and you reap the rewards, you want more of that. So remembering to use those action steps and implement all of that, it's not a problem. Especially when, you know, you're halfway through the survival mode door. Well, Jesus has a solution. Empowerment cards. Now, I made some empowerment cards, and that's going to be your homework this week. Make your own empowerment cards with your hands. That means no computer-generated empowerment cards. Now, what I'm going to show you, of course, is computer-generated, but they all came from my note cards. Okay, when you create them with your hands, you solidify the intention of your thoughts on paper, on a form of Mother Earth. You can use paper, note cards, your journal or notebook, but I suggest if you create them in your journal or your notebook to then also create them as individual cards that you have easy access to and make bunches of them and put them everywhere. Now, I made a list of a dozen empowerment tools. That's the first thing I put on my cards. Let's see, and I said there was a dozen here, so I'm going to number them off so it's easier to keep track of. Number one, breathe deeply. Again, our human way of breathing is shallowly, starving our vital organs, including our brain, of the oxygen that everything needs to survive, and to hold that clarity of thought. Number two, awareness. Being aware of our energy opens the way to course correct when our energy dips. Number three, acceptance. Accepting what is in this moment stops that internal battle of knowing that you're worthy and deserving to have something better, but not having it now. Number four, infuse with love and forgiveness. When we infuse people, situations, and ourselves with love sincerely from our heart, we raise our vibration out of fear to love, opening the way for a higher outcome, and we heal the pain that we feel. Plus, the other person feels the love, opening the way for them to create a higher outcome. And I included forgiveness here because if we're holding people in situations in unforgiveness, we can't achieve the love vibration to infuse them with. Okay, number five, observation. Quantum physics teaches us when we observe energy, it reacts differently. When we observe our life, we can see the nuances of the energy flow. Number six, conscious choice. When we make the conscious choice to be love energy, we're in the moment, and our energy can't default to whatever dominant energy it's hanging out in our subconscious. Number seven, intention. Intention is everything. When we consciously set our intention, defining what we really want with the elevated emotion of love, that's what we broadcast out to the universe. And the universe responds. It responds in kind to that elevated love emotion, providing experiences of the same love frequency. Number eight, visioning. Florence teaches us that man can only have what he sees himself having. Visioning in our mind's eye, clearly seeing ourselves being, doing, or having something we've consciously set the intention to be, do, or have. It solidifies our emotions, making us a magnet for what we want. Number nine, meditation. Meditation is magical. It brings our heart and mind into coherence, opening the way to fully connect with the superconscious higher self as one with the divinity within. Number 10, quiet the mind. Quieting our mind not only opens the way for clarity of thought, it also supports bringing our heart and mind into a harmony, making meditation easier, opening the way to connect with the superconscious higher self as one with the divinity within. Sitting in the stillness with a quiet mind is magically healing for both the mind and the body. Number 11. Chaos flush. Chaos flush flushes out negativity. It flushes out energy of fear. Number 12, drumming. Drumming brings the heart and mind into coherence, lowers the blood pressure, and opens the way to sync with the superconscious higher self of the divinity within. Okay, now, the empowerment cards, each card includes five different aspects. Okay, number one, the subject of the card. Okay, that's easy enough. Number two, the intention of the card. So we're going to get really clear on what our intention is. Number three, the action steps to take. Number four, the support tools to use. And number five, just like with our daily journaling pages, we're going to sign that card, creating a contract with yourself and the universe to fulfill the intention of the card. So, create the card with the firm intention to support you to remember to use your support tools and action steps. Writing by hand and signing the card supports you to remember what to do. When you write in your empowerment journal's daily pages, you firmly anchor the energy for your day. But what if your day takes a turn? Or you were running late and skipped your writing? Or maybe you just need a pick-me-up. The daily empowerment card reminds you of what to do. Okay, and I'm going to show you that in just a minute. Okay, I do want to say I suggest creating these cards. You know, you can create as many as you want, but keep them handy. Maybe in a bowl or in your purse or on your desk in a prominent place. They can be color-coded. Draw on them. Make them colorful. Make them yours and infuse into them the power of your intention. They don't have to be pretty to make them powerful. And again, please make them by hand. It's easier to infuse them with your energy and makes them more powerful. Make more than one so that you can have them stashed all over to remind you. Now I'm going to show you the cards that I made, but let's see, and I hope I spelled everything right because, you know, when I write things out by hand, there's no spell check. I just copied what was on the cards. But these are suggestions. You create them and make them look any way you want them to look, but keep the five aspects on the card. Again, that's the subject of the card, the intention of the card, the action steps to take, the support tools to use, and then sign the card. Okay, so let me move this. I'm going to move this a little bit. Oh, okay, sorry. I don't know what you guys saw. I hope that didn't cause any motion sickness for anyone. Okay, I'm going to minimize this. Okay, so here's our first card. This is our empowerment card that is the daily empowerment. Yeah, I've got that in the dark red right here. Okay, so that's our subject of the card. Our intention is over on the right to maintain the love vibration. And then the action steps and support tools to take a deep cleansing breath. Anytime your day starts to go awry, the very first thing you want to do is take a deep breath. And then to accept what is. And I've got a line going out here to address and observe any resistance. Again, quantum physics teaches us that if we observe energy, it reacts differently. So when you look at your day, it's going to start to lose any negativity that's it's got going on. It's going to show you what you need to look at. Okay, the second one here is accept and own your power. Again, if you feel any resistance, be sure to look at that. Observe it. Why do I feel like this? And then again, claim your power. Use your power too. Well, what am I going to do? What am I doing today? What is my focus on? Because you know where your attention is, it's where your energy flows. So use your power to create a higher outcome. And always, always have your check-ins for your awareness. What am I feeling? What's going on inside of me? Did I just feel negativity? Did I get angry? Am I good? You know, am I feeling that love and energy? Do your awareness check-ins. And then down at the bottom, to sign your name. Okay, I'm going to lower this one. The next one I want to show you here is survival mode. Okay. And this, I've got the name of the cards in that dark red. I hope you guys are seeing this. Everybody may not be on a computer. Hope you can see it on your phone if you're looking at something small. And I will post these pictures in on our webpage so you can see what they look like if you're listening to the recording. Okay, so this is a survival mode. And the intention is to feel safe and empowered, to be in that love energy, at peace within, and feeling harmony throughout your body. You know, that's what we want to have happen when we've started to go into survival mode. So the first thing we want to do is take a deep breath. Ooh, focus on our heart. And maybe retreat, step back, observe. Am I safe? Am I safe? We've got that over here on the right. And then under that, the clear line of demarcation separating us from fear. We have to do that. When we start feeling, and you know, until you really know what that feels like, what that looks like for you, you may not know you're going into survival mode. It may take some hit or miss figuring it out. But once you do, you're going to know, okay, I'm not feeling good. I got to have a clear line of demarcation. I'm really safe. And then over here on the left, observe and accept what is. Use your power, confirming that you're safe, creating that clear line of demarcation. Infuse with love and forgiveness whatever's happening. Use your chaos flesh. Consciously choose to be in the love vibration. And if you're not feeling the love vibration, then you know you got more work to do. Take a moment and meditate. Get that heart-brain coherence back. And then there are all the other tools that will support this, you know, the drumming and all those other things that we had listed. Another thing I added over here is reflexology for your immune system. If you're in survival mode, your immune system's going to take a hit. I can vouch for that. The immune system takes a serious hit. There's some reflexology steps that you can take to help boost your immune system. And that reflexology is on your hands or your feet. And you can do it yourself. I added a link to Dr. Helen Chin Liu, her videos on YouTube. That's on our Deep Dive Central page. You can go there, check out, go to her page and put in immune system, things that you can do for your immune system, and she will show you exactly what you can do to your hands or your feet to boost your immune system, okay? And then we also have our diamond steel force field shield that we ask the angels to surround us with, and that will help also to boost the immune system. And then, of course, down at the bottom is to sign your name. Okay, if I can, I'm going to bring back our image. There we go. And again, I will put those empowerment cards, images of them in our or on the Deep Dive Central webpage. Okay, now I also made empowerment cards for just awareness. And I'll tell you what I have on those cards. Of course, the intention is to maintain the love frequency and to flow with that love. But the awareness, you know, take those deep breaths and ask, how do I feel? Well, if I'm not feeling up to snuff, okay, I'm not in the love vibration, activate your chaos flesh. Breathe into that silence and focus on the breath. Infuse, you know, you're looking at it then, you're observing what's going on. Why don't I feel like I'm in the love vibration? Well, when that happens, you can infuse that person, that situation. Maybe it's from the past. Sometimes just looking at it is enough to let it go, to heal it, because it's in the past and you've let it go. Shifting into that love vibration by infusing people or situation with love, changes everything, and choosing to be the love vibration again. You can drum, you can dance, you can sing, play music, laugh, sit in nature, read, meditation. There's so many things that you can do to bring yourself back into that love vibration. Okay, another card I created was triggered. Okay, so the intention is to regain poise, to flush out any fear energy, anything that's less than love. So when we're triggered by something, and being triggered is like, oh, and here's an example. Like you have a paper cut and it's like your arm got cut off. You know, your reaction is way out there. It's irrational the way we react, because it's something that may not be super minor like a paper cut, but it's not, you know, a building fell down. So when we know that we're reacting more violently to something than we should be, we know we've been triggered. And that's the time to step back, take those deep breaths, become more aware of your feelings in your body, observe, accept what is. Okay, this just happened. And I accept that I have the power to do something different, to react differently. The thing is that, and this is, write this down. When we experience a traumatic event, or we get surprised and that surprise wasn't nice, it only takes a few moments for that surprise to wear off, for that surprise emotion, that release of chemicals in the body to be flushed out, whether it's through the breath or it just works itself out of the body. Okay. It only takes a few seconds. And once those seconds are done, then we have an opportunity to choose to be another vibration, another energy. But we have to make that conscious choice. And if we don't, we'll default to what we normally do, which is replay over and over again in our mind what just happened and how much we don't like it. Feel like I did with what happened to Jesse and Landon, feeling all those emotions, that horror, that anxiety. And the body, the brain is thinking of it, and the body goes, yes, it's happening all over again. Oh my gosh. So it releases more chemicals and more chemicals and more chemicals. And then next thing you know, you're in this fog. We don't want to go there. We want to consciously choose as quickly as we can. If we can choose to be in a different energy 5 minutes after something happens, we've won. So with triggering, we can activate chaos flush, infuse the whole situation with love and forgiveness, and maintain our awareness. The other empowerment card, let's see, that I made here was for worry. When you feel yourself worrying, when you recognize it, take those deep breaths, observe what you're worrying about. Chaos flush it out of your body as best you can. Facing those worries, looking at them, they start to immediately lose their power. Because when you're worried about something, you're not looking at it head on. It's over on the right or the left somewhere, just hanging out, being awful. You're not looking at it, because if you were looking at it, it would start to lose its power, and you would be able to, for your brain to become more coherent so you could create a solution. Give your worries to your worry angel. And infusing everything with love, the people and the situations, that raises your vibration when you fully get there. And we all know better about just stopping. Well, I did it. Now you got to go all the way. You got to get to that love vibration where you just love everybody and everything. And it comes with practice. Okay, so these empowerment cards will support you to remember to use your power and implement your support tools and action steps. And to be successful with using our power, we need to feel safe. If we feel safe, we won't stay in survival mode. Now, I knew intellectually that I was safe, but I didn't create that clear line of demarcation between the trauma of what happened with Jesse and Landon and being on the other side of it, really knowing and feeling safe for myself and for them. So today we're going to participate together in one of my favorite meditations, the Cleanse and Clear Away Fear from Your Safe Space meditation. And it is on the Deep Dive Central page at the bottom. It's already there. It's been there since you guys signed up. It's roughly 20 minutes long. So just get really comfortable. And let me make sure I did share the sound. Okay, I did. And we'll begin. So get comfortable, your feet on the floor, hands gently in your lap, and take a slow, deep breath as you close your eyes. We begin by focusing on our breath to separate us from the physical world, so that we may transcend time and space and come together as one. Now shift your focus to something that you're grateful for and breathe deeply into the heart of your gratitude. And now, with another deep breath, see before you, in your mind's eye, a huge oak tree. Walk over to the tree and place your hand gently on the bark. And then step into the tree as one, one with Mother Earth. Once inside this beautiful tree's spacious heart, allow roots from your feet to sink down into the roots of the tree. And then they go farther down, down through the soils of Mother Earth, down through the rocks, the clay, the water, down to that healing light of love at her center. And with another deep breath, pull that vibrant healing love back up through the soils, through the rocks, through the clay, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And with another deep breath, your arms open wide through the branches of your oak grounding tree. They open wide into the breath of God, to the breath of life force energy, and you feel the tingling vibration of recognition of being one, one with Mother Earth and all that is. And with another deep breath, step out of your grounding tree to the other side, where you notice that there are steps that lead up to a door. Brilliant, bright light spills from the frame of this door, and you can see there's a sign on the door that says, "My Safe Space." Climb the steps to the door and grasp the clear, crystal doorknob. Notice how firm and solid it feels in your hand. Turn it and pull the door towards you. As the door opens, the brilliant, bright light spills into the passage where you're standing and embraces you in a cocoon of warm, loving, healing energy. Step through the doorway and pull the door shut behind you. Here on the other side, take a deep cleansing breath of safety, of freedom from fear. As you look around, you discover you're in a beautiful, lush, green garden. You see radiant flowers blooming throughout the garden, their colors shimmering boldly in the sunlight. Take another deep breath. The fragrances of the flowers are fresh, sweet, and subtle, yet they sharpen your senses. Over to your left, you see a flagstone pathway that leads you to a beautiful waterfall. Follow this pathway, and upon nearing the edge, you're welcomed in by the swishing sound of the falling water. Step gently into the pool created by the waterfall. The water comes up just above your ankles. Hold out your hand to catch the water falling from above, warm and inviting. Watch as the water flows through your fingers and notice how it feels, soft and cleansing. As you watch the water flowing through your fingers, they begin to glow with loving light. The water is washing away the residual fear and negativity of the physical world that you've been holding on to. Take a slow, deep breath and easily move forward into the soft spray of the water as it falls. Ever so gently, the water streams down over you, quieting your mind. Even with the water flowing softly over your face, it's easy to breathe. So take a really deep, cleansing breath that clears your lungs. And then exhale out that stagnant, toxic air of fear that's been hiding in there. As the water falls from above and flows over your body, it feels wonderful and is refreshing all surfaces of your body, including your eyes. Now you can see clearly. You can see clearly that the cleansing water is washing away the darkness of negativity and fear. Your clothing begins to disintegrate until you're completely free of physical world restrictions and limitations. The negativity and fear dissolves into the cleansing water and becomes light. When the outside of your body is cleansed, you begin to feel the water entering through the top of your head as a thick, healing elixir. The elixir gently flows down through your head, through your face and ears, into your neck, slowly, slowly flowing, healing as it travels, transforming fear and negativity to the energy of love. The healing elixir flows through your shoulders, simultaneously moving down through each of your arms into your hands, where brilliant light begins to softly flash from your fingertips. Now you can feel the warmth of this cleansing essence as it moves gently down through your shoulders, down through your chest and your back. And just take another deep breath as this healing energy flows slowly down, down your back and through your vital organs, to the bottom of your spine, through the pelvic area to the top of your legs. Slowly you feel the healing energies of the water as it moves down through your thighs to your knees. And with another deep breath, the healing energy moves down through your calves, your ankles, and feet. With another full deep breath, this healing elixir fully activates as pure love energy. And with that activation, you notice that not only are your fingertips glowing, but your entire body is glowing with brilliant white healing light of love. Fear and negativity are but only a memory, an experience of the past. As you stand here beneath this magical, miraculous waterfall of love and light, you reconnect with the essence of who you truly are, the vibration of love. Take a deep breath and embrace this radiant, joyful feeling. Breathe deeply the gift of who you are, a spiritual being of love and limitless possibility. In this moment, you experience the perfection of you. Perfect love, perfect health, cleansed and cleared of the negativity, limits, and fear of the physical world, whole and perfect in the true essence of your spiritual form, love. Love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. You are love incarnate. You notice your vision is clear. Your hearing is perfect. You hear the gentle slosh of the water and birds singing. Your sense of smell is perfect. You smell the clean, clear water and the gentle fragrance of the flowers around the pool. Now you notice that the path that led you here now leads you out. Carefully step out of the pond and hold up your arms. Angels appear and place a soft, snow-white garment over your head. It flows down your body, loose and comfy, yet strong and powerful, for it's made of the materials of Archangel Michael's shield of protection. You look over to your left and see a group of comfortable chairs. Walk over to a chair and sit down. Close your spiritual eyes and breathe
in deeply. Breathe in the serenity, the love, the joy, and the peacefulness of this, your safe space, where there is only love. This space where you are safe now and forevermore. Embrace the feelings of complete freedom and limitless opportunity at reconnecting with the true, fearless love essence that you are. Breathe in the strength and stamina of the power within you. Breathe deeply and graciously embrace to your heart all that you're experiencing. Take another slow, deep breath as one with your breath, with your power, one. Allow yourself to become, accept, and align with the healing love energy pulsating throughout your body. Slowly open your mind's eye and allow yourself to see and feel the legions of angels who love you and travel with you throughout your life's journey. Welcome the knowing that you are never alone, for indeed the room is crowded with angels of love and light who work behind the scenes to help you, support you, guide you, and comfort you. Embrace and integrate this knowing. Now it's time to return to the physical world, cleansed and cleared of fear, reconnected with the love essence of the limitless, infinite being that you are. Follow the pathway to where you entered the garden. Here you'll see the door is gone. The doorway is open and light streams through, guiding you back. The way is left open, allowing you to maintain the stamina, strength, and connection with the love that is your essence. The way is left open for you to take with you your power. Your power to create the highest possible outcome in all areas of your life. You are completely cleansed and cleared of fear in all directions of time. You are whole and perfect, profoundly empowered, thoroughly relaxed, solidly confident. Move down the brightly lit steps back into your grounding tree, taking all the strength, stamina, power, and love that you are with you. Your angels follow you into the tree. Notice the roots at your feet. Once again, channel down into the soils of Mother Earth, down through the rocks, the water, the clay, all the way down to that healing light of love at her center. And with another deep breath, pull that healing love light back up through the soils, up through the water, up through the clay, up to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. Step out of your grounding tree. Take another slow, deep breath. You are fully grounded, safe, empowered as one with Mother Earth and all that is.
Okay, so let's recap. Today I overshared with the intent to help you understand how easy it is for our emotions to take over and how simple it is to regain control and set a new course for not only your day, but your life. We dove deep into the experience of getting into and coming out of survival mode. Life changes in an instant with a visual of seeing something happen or being told about something. You know, I'm reminded of that saying, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. That's a blatant lie. I really don't like that phrase. Words can wound you for life till you understand how to heal them. And I don't know about you, but my manual for all that got lost somewhere. And it's been trial and error ever since, but not anymore. You and I have support tools and action steps. Now all we have to do is remember to use them. And that's what our empowerment cards are for, to firmly anchor. When this happens, I do this. And when you create your empowerment cards, you take another step at hardwiring your brain to remember what to do when you're faced with a painful or surprising situation. But, you know, who am I kidding? If it's not a happy surprise, it's always painful. At some level, it's always painful. So sitting down with studied intention to create your empowerment cards begins the anchoring of your energy. Putting hand with pen or color or marker, putting all that to note card, begins that hard wiring of your brain. And then signing it takes the empowerment to a new level of mastery. So please use your support tools. Use your empowerment cards. Implement the support tools and action steps. And again, this is your homework for this week. Create your empowerment cards. And I'd really love it if you'd post pictures of them in our messenger group. We do have a messenger group now. So if you'd post there, that'd be awesome. That would just be lovely. Now, you are creating a new normal state of being, a new you. And this time, you get to decide who you really want to be. So thank you for being here. I am sending you all so much love. And this completes our call.